Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul, sitting in for Donna Quinn this week. You know, when I was a kid, and I'm not going to say when that was, but a while ago, when you came into a town in Oregon, along with the entering Astoria sign or entering Warrenton sign, there was also a signpost out there that had a list of service organizations written on little white signs that would hang down like Venetian blinds. And one of those organizations was the Kiwanis. I always wondered what those clubs did, who they were, who belonged to them. Well, here to tell us about the Kiwanis this morning, we have the president of the Astoria Kiwanis, Robert McClelland, and the treasurer, Dan Arnoff.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Thank you for braving the streets and coming on in this Arctic morning here. I don't know what the thermometer there says, but it isn't. How many?
33.
33. Okay, we're up to a balmy 33 degrees here.
29 at the airport.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, tell us something about the Kiwanis and what the Kiwanis does. Robert.
Okay, I'll start, and then Dan can tell much more than I can. He's been in Kiwanis, I think, forever. Well, almost forever. Well, Kiwanis is a global organization, international organization, that's dedicated to serving the children of the world one community at a time, changing the world one community and one child at a time. So our primary focus is on helping children in their lives in a variety of different ways. And we have local clubs in all over the world. It started out here in the United States and then expanded to Canada back in the early 1900s and then moved to Europe. But we have hundreds of different clubs in Europe, Asia, South America, all over. So it's great to be connected with people throughout the world. And if you look in our magazines and see what people do in their local clubs in Afghanistan and Indonesia. Yeah, in our most recent magazine, there's a big article about an individual who was in Afghanistan. He was handing out pink balloons to people in working-class neighborhoods as a way of providing individuals hope, you know, have them look at something like that and think about there is good things happening in Afghanistan because we always hear about the terrible things that are happening there. So it was a very uplifting article.
Now, as far as right here in Astoria, Dan, what's the Kiwanis? How long has it been here? And
well, let's see. Actually, our claim to fame is we had one of the first women presidents.
Oh, is that right?
That's how old it is. All I know is I've been with it almost 16 years.
Uh-huh.
And we have a cool group. But as you notice, Robert said children won.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is children. And the reason I'm in the club is we do a lot with children. One of our biggest projects is the Clatsop Foster Children's Christmas Party, which is our biggest expenditure. But we do so many things with kids. Number one, we start in the middle school with the Builders Club. Then we go to the high school with the Key Club. And our claim to fame for our area is for the size of school we have the largest participation for Key Clubbers in the high school, percentage-wise. And they do, we're training them to be leaders and service number one. And I'm so proud of our Key Clubs, what they've done. I'm sure everybody saw the article about Warrenton and Astoria Key Club. These kids are doing great things, and I'll be redundant here and keep telling you about children. We do so many things with children and everything, and that's probably why I spent since 92 with this club.
Now, what are some of the projects that the Builders Clubs and the Key Clubs are engaged in?
Okay, one of the biggest ones is, another claim to fame is our middle school here was the largest Builders Club to donate money to Dornbecker's.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of work with our clubs. They also do with UNICEF.
Yes.
You saw in the newspaper about the community care. They do so many things. The list is long.
Yes. For example, the Builders Club here did a trick-or-treat for UNICEF to help eliminate maternal and neonatal tetanus all over the world. They worked on collecting money to feed the homeless and poor families. They work on beautification of the campus, lots of different things.
Now, Dan mentioned the annual dinner, Christmas dinner. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay. This is a dinner for foster children throughout Clatsop County, not just here in Astoria, but throughout the entire county. About 125 foster children, I think, have been identified. So we bring them together for a big dinner where Santa Claus comes. He travels a long way to get here, but he gets here in time.
We'll be right at home.
Do it down at the Seaside Convention Center on December 16th at 6 p.m., where we bring the children and their foster family and the other their siblings.
Yes, and what has happened, the reason we've taken it to Seaside is now Children's Services require us to do it with natural parents and foster parents. Uh-huh. So it's a combination. Mm-hmm. This party has an attendance of 225 people, 125 children, and then
the family
natural
members,
and
foster
the foster
family.
Parents there. It's a sight to go see. Every year I get a couple of tears because, what was it, last year, one of the kids were in line saying, "Oh, I wait for this all year. This is the only time we see Santa Claus, and we get a real Christmas dinner." I mean, it's just so heart-filling. 16 years ago, it started with DHS asking us to come help with a potluck. Back then, it was only $155, and back then, there was only 55 foster children. I mean, this has grown, and it's just so tremendous. But one thing we should let you know, Astoria Kiwanis is not the only one who does this. We partnership with Warrington Sunrise Rotary, Seaside Kiwanis, Astoria Kiwanis, several others, and my biggest participation that I give credit to is our Key Clubbers. If we didn't have the Key Clubbers helping us serve this and wrap presents, it would cost us another $1,284. So the Key Club, it's a service club supported.
Yeah, you forgot to mention. I'm sorry, you forgot to mention all those presents that they get.
Yes.
So we wrap individual presents for each of the foster children who come from the party, and the presents are picked generally for appropriate for their age range and for their gender as well.
No,
is that right?
Yes. Yeah. The other thing is the Christmas shopping was finished yesterday, and the girls presented to me that Fred Meyers, JCPenney's, and all the local gave them extra discounts.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, it's just been fabulous. Yeah. And it is a community project, even though we're the ones who organize it.
Now, how do you identify the foster kids who would be eligible for this?
DHS, Children's Services, gives us the list and invites ones in that are in the service of Children's Services.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we do it with them. We don't go out and pick them.
Okay. Now, if somebody did have a foster child, was a foster family, and maybe didn't know about this, how would they be able to contact, say, DHS or Kiwanis?
Maybe. The reason we don't go outside of that is because, you know what, the wishing tree is it? That supports the others. So we didn't want to become competition with them.
Okay.
But if they're a foster child, then they should know about the party through DHS, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All the children who are in the services of Children's Services are contacted and invited.
Now, this is quite an undertaking.
Yes.
It's quite an expenditure. How do you finance it?
Mm-hmm. Well, our biggest fundraiser right now is the Christmas tree sales. We've been doing the Christmas tree sales for about 8 years, and we have them down at the east end of the Safeway lot here in town, and we brought in about 350 different trees, and that's how we fund not only this party but other services that we do. When we have four different kinds of fir trees here. We have Grand and Noble and Douglas and Nordman trees.
Nordman, and, yeah.
Yes. They're beautiful trees and big, tall trees. And this year, we've even had some 10 or 12-foot trees we ordered. Those would be especially good maybe for businesses here mm-hmm. that want to have a big tree in their at their location. And the trees are very affordable. I don't think you'll find a better price for a tree anywhere in the area, ranging from $20 on up to $65 for those great big trees.
So you've got the tree sale coming up, and yes. When's that going to be running?
That's running now. We started mm-hmm. it this past Saturday, and it will run for about 2 weeks or until we sell all of the trees. And people can come to the Safeway lot Monday through Friday from 1 to 7, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. to buy a tree. But on Saturdays and Sundays, we open it at noon. So Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 7, and Monday through Friday from 1 to 7. There's always someone there. We'll help people pick out the best tree for them, help put it onto their truck
oh boy,
or on top of their
car. I imagine some of the Key Club members are going to be involved in that.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Yeah. They're a big part of it.
Many of them helped us unload the trees this past Saturday, and they do come and help us sell as well. So come down to Safeway and buy a tree. There's a great selection there.
What other projects do you have or are you involved in over the course of the year?
One of our biggest is Astoria Kiwanis has the kickoff to Regatta, which is the junior children's parade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That starts it mm-hmm. off on the – it is the first event. It's usually on the Wednesday of Regatta, which should be, I think, the 6th or 5th mm-hmm. of August this year. Key Clubbers and us put that together. And over the 14 years, I used to remember it was maybe a block long, if you were lucky. Last year, it was 2.5 blocks.
It was a big one.
It's getting bigger, and the kids enjoy it. And by the way, if you're going to be judged in it, the kids have to build the float or build whatever, put it together. And you'll be surprised what they do. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. And we give scholarships to students. I think last year was the first year in which we gave 3 scholarships, college scholarships, to students. 2 of them were for $1,000, and I think the other one was for $500. And those could be for any college that the individual wants to go to. They let us know what college they are attending. We get confirmation that they've registered, and then we send a check to the college. And basically, what do we look at in terms of figuring out who's deserving of that scholarship? Primarily, it's a service that those individuals have done. What kind of volunteer work have they done recently in order to show that this is something where they're actually doing something to the community?
So these are kids who've demonstrated a commitment to service, not necessarily based on grade point average or yeah. But
it does
service.
Help, but basically service and activities in the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, last year we did 3 because we did give a scholarship to the Warrington Key Club.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, I went to your website, and by the way, where is your website on the World Wide Web?
I don't know the address for the local website. I'm a mess at that, aren't I?
If you Googled Astoria Kiwanis, you would find
it.
That's how I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought we had like a Twitter thing, mm-hmm. also.
Yeah,
but it's Astoria Kiwanis .org.
Yeah, uh-huh. And if people want to know where we're meeting, we do have 2 regular club meetings every month. And we meet at the El Tapatio restaurant out on West Marine Drive at noon on the first and the third Tuesday of the month. And the meetings go from noon to 1 p.m.
So a lunchtime meeting at El Tapatio out on Marine Drive in Astoria.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I'm going to add is, and I'm not trying to not sell trees, but hey, if you want to come by and give a donation for our project with the foster children, we'll welcome that too.
And just a reminder, you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN in Astoria, KTCB in Tillamook. This is Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul, sitting in for Donna Quinn this week. We're talking about the Kiwanis Club, the Astoria Kiwanis Club, with its president, Robert McClellan, and its treasurer, Dan Arnoff, about the upcoming, well, the ongoing right now Christmas tree sale down at Safeway to raise funds for their annual foster child Christmas dinner. That's coming up again. When is that going to be coming up in?
December 16th, Monday, 6 o'clock. If you want to come and visit, we'll ask you for a donation for the meal. But, hey, it's a thrill of your life.
Now, I was also looking at some of the things that the Kiwanis has done in the community on your website, and it's a long and impressive list. What are some of those?
The Camp Kiwanalong. I guess
Kiwanalong.
You can figure out we were involved with that from the name. And we also give scholarships now to individuals who go to the camp each summer.
Oh, is that right? So yes. If a family can't afford the fee to go to send their kid to Camp Kiwanalong, they can get a scholarship.
Yes.
That's correct. We've been doing it for now 10 years.
Yeah. And what's that park over by?
Oh, Tapiola.
We were one of the bigger art club. And it was really Sweet Nyberg who led that, was a big instrument in that, getting that going with the volunteers.
Okay. And we fund other organizations that give funding, some funding to other organizations that work with youth. 4-H, for example.
4-H.
Parks and Recreation get some money from us. The Girl Scouts.
We have an endowment that we manage, which is... set up to fund Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. So each year we give a scholarship and give money to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
Yeah. The summer reading program at the Astoria Library, we contributed to that as well.
Do you go out and identify these programs, or do some of the programs come to you and say, hey, you know, we could really use some help?
Both. We do both. If you're an organization for youth, contact us. We'll talk about it. But there's certain ones we support. They contact us every year. And as you can tell, everything we're talking about is children.
Kids.
Children.
Yes.
Yep. That's our future. You can name streets, buildings after yourself, but when you touch a child, you're touching our future.
Another thing that we do with children is take the members of our Builders Club and Key Club down to Dornbecker to learn about the cancer research that they're doing and the wonderful things that they did. Last year, we took them to an event down there, and all at least for the Builders Club, Dan can talk about the Key Club, they just talked about that club, that visit to mm-hmm. Dornbecker the whole yep. year. They were so impressed with what that hospital does in working with the children that they wanted to do as much as they could to contribute to it. So they donated last year just by collecting pennies and other coins, almost $100 to the Cancer Children's Program. This year, they decided to triple it. So during the course of the year, their goal is to generate $300 to contribute to the program there.
3 years ago, the Builders Club raised $500 for the Dornbecker Children's Program. Builders Club has always been hot on that one, but even our Key Clubbers at the high school love it, both Warrington and mm-hmm. Astoria. They love going to visit, seeing what the hospital is about, and usually when we go, they have a patient and their family talk about what Dornbecker has done uh-huh. for them. Kids just adore it.
Oh, that's a lot of inspiring stories up there at Dornbecker Children's mm-hmm. Hospital. It's just a premier institution. It really is. Now, say we have some parents listening to the show today, and they're thinking, you know, I'd like to have my son or daughter involved in the Builders Club or the Key Club. Are there contact people at the schools where they would?
If you're interested for the high school, contact Carrie Strickland. She's the attendance person. She does a wonderful job. But every year when the high schoolers register, there is in your registration where the freshmen to seniors, there is a form in there. But, hey, it's not too late to join. They do a lot of great things, and they always have a project every month.
And at Astoria Middle School, Maggie Schumacher is a liaison there, or people can call me as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my phone number is 503-894-0187.
Now, how large is the Astoria Kiwanis? How many members?
We're a robust 15 or 16.
Oh, boy.
But we do a lot with the numbers that we have.
Mm-hmm. And well, yeah. Gosh, it sounds like
you're... So we're a small club, but mighty.
Small but mighty.
Yes. But we're always looking for more members. So individuals could come to our meetings again, first and third, Tuesday at El Tapatio, or again, they can call me, and I'll talk to them and maybe invite them out to coffee, talk to them more about what Kiwanis does, 503-894-0187.
And we'll have that number here at the station after the program if you want to give us a call. And
one other thing I should add is Astoria, Clatsop County is unique because, you know, we're Astoria Kiwanis, but the Warrington Sunrise Rotary, Astoria Rotary, Lions Club, we've all worked together on projects, and I'm proud of that for our community.
Now we also like to have friends of Kiwanis. Sometimes people may not feel that they want to become a member, but they want to work shoulder to shoulder with us on being of service. So we have a number of people who are friends of Kiwanis who, when we do activities, when we do fundraising, when we do other volunteer work within the community, they're right there with us. So people can do that as well.
Now, you mentioned membership, that they might not want to be members or that they could just be friends of Kiwanis. Are there requirements for membership, or is it pretty wide open for anybody who wants to?
I could say you have to have a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Actually, the only requirement, if you say it, is, hey, you're interested in giving back to our community.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
Anybody, and it's open all ages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Men, women.
Yeah.
All professions.
All different kinds of professions.
Specific.
All different kinds of backgrounds. We like to have the diversity in terms of the gender or in terms of age, because the more diversity you have in the club, the more different kinds of ideas come up and working on what we can do.
Now, how did you gentlemen get involved?
Well, for me, I moved here to Astoria in the summer of 2010 and got a job up here at Clatsop Community College. And a number of the staff there are involved in different kinds of service organizations, Kiwanis, Rotary, Lions Club, etc. So I decided to volunteer. I volunteered to join the Kiwanis Club, and it was a great move for me because, like Dan said, it's a club that is focused upon children.
What enticed me was that you had a lot of teachers and people who worked with children. So I said, gee, this organization I want to be with. It's Children for the Future. Help them through and teach them service and give back to your community. So it was an ideal club for me.
And you've been involved for how many years now, Dan?
Since 1992.
And I imagine you have some long-term members, long-time members in the Kiwanis here in Astoria.
Some of them 25 or more years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now, we have the Christmas tree sale going on right now, and we have the dinner coming up on the 16th down at the Seaside Convention Center. What other projects are coming up for ongoing through the year?
We have a pancake feed, but I can't remember when we do it. Well, last year we did it, what?
We did it at the Elks Club, and we collaborated with the Elks Club to do the pancake breakfast on Mother's Day, and that was such a great event that we're going to do that again on Mother's Day. Another thing that we do is, as I mentioned, taking the kids down to Dornbecker. Mm-hmm. We also will volunteer to help clean up the Seafood and Crab Festival every year. So we're out there all day during the festival, making sure that it's clean, it's neat, and so on. And that's a way of volunteering to the for the community. But it's also another fundraising activity that we do.
And friends of the Kiwanis can offer to pitch in on any of these projects, I imagine?
Yes, definitely.
So I wanted to talk about a little bit. There is an article in our local, in our Kiwanis magazine about volunteering. And it talked about the benefits of volunteering. Often people, they benefit from knowing that they've been of service. But according to research that is quoted in the article, people derive a lot of long-term physical benefits. Health benefits. People who volunteer in whatever they volunteer in tend to be more optimistic. They tend to live a little bit longer. They tend to have lower rates of heart disease because they're out in the community. They're making connections with all different kinds of people. Their brain's working about what can I do, what kind of people can I meet. So there's some benefits to volunteering beyond what you give to people. You get something in return. And that's not normally why people do it.
No, but that's an added benefit. That's
kind of gravy. Like
icing on the cake there.
Yes.
As I say, it's like a fire.
Yeah.
Like logs in a fire, we burn brighter when we're together.
Yes.
When we sit together. So once again, as far as contact information, if you're interested in joining the Kiwanis or helping the Kiwanis, being a friend of the Kiwanis, how would people do that?
Again, they can come to our meetings first and third Tuesday of the month, every month. It's like clockwork, and then they can call me again on my cell phone. And
that number again is?
It's 503-894-0187.
And we do then have the web. Also, there's a website. They can contact you or see what you're about on the World Wide Web. You can just Google Astoria Kiwanis, and it'll
show up.
And they also can go to Kiwanis International. If they really want to know about what we're doing all over the world, that's another website to do. Just key in on a Google search Kiwanis International, and they'll find out about all the other projects that our global organization is involved in.
Great. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming
into the studio today
and this braving this cold weather. Robert McClellan, president of the Astoria Kiwanis. Dan Arnoff, treasurer of the Astoria Kiwanis.
And come down to Safeway and buy a Christmas tree.
Buy a Christmas tree and support the Clatsop County youth. And, of course, that holiday dinner coming up on the 16th. And that's about it. I'm David Paul sitting in for... Ooh, we have a question from a listener. Let's see. Give a name and phone number so people can call in to get information on the Kiwanis Club.
Robert McClellan, 503-894-0187.
And that's about all the time we have for Talk of Our Towns this Wednesday. Donna Quinn will be back next week. I'm David Paul. Thanks so much for listening.